Blog Talk Radio.
I can relate to the Hulk. I mean, I've never been in a fight. But the problem is, instead of superhero strength, I have the strength of a five-year-old.
This is where the white trash part comes.
Can I interest you in some sex?
You banging cars, I'm going to talk shit about you.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
Bomb square.
Square?
Square. I can't even talk.
He said square.
Stuttered.
You just ruined it.
I did. We had a bomb scare here in Tahlequah. Somebody called a bomb scare. See, I did it again. Why can't I say that word? I can't say that word at all.
Yeah. Go ahead and put your fine ass mama back on the phone.
You know what your shirt's made out of? Boyfriend material.
That's right, everybody. What's up? Welcome out to the AA meeting. I'm Adam, and with me, as always, is the Beast Incarnate. What is up, Arlo?
What up, big dog?
Not much, dude. Labor Day weekend, big weekend. I think we've both been out and about. So.
Big drunk weekend is what this is for.
I do what I can. I always aim to please. And
just not your wife.
Well, I aim, but my aim is terrible. But anyway, yeah, so been a pretty good week, busy week. Did you do anything big this weekend for Labor Day?
I do it big every weekend, baby. What are you talking about?
That's not what she said.
No, she said huge, but the difference. I guess it's the Lord. Same meaning. Okay, that's a lot. I can't even be cool on that one. You know what I mean? I mean, hey, I'm trying. But,
right? Yeah, to be honest, and here in Tahlequah, it's also the
chick. Oh, Wes Craig's listening in. What's up, brother?
Before we get started, this is going to be our Lifecast podcast, part two.
He's already drunk.
Today we're going to be talking about love and life and life philosophies and just anything and everything.
Everything about life. Something, we want success stories, people telling in. We want love stories calling in.
Right.
Failures calling in. Everything of how you did it, how you got through it. Questions. We may not have the best answers, but we're going to have answers.
Answers are answers, but
this is true.
We're coming from two guys from different walks of life. Arlo's a longtime bachelor. I've been married for over a decade, so we can give you some advice.
Man, I'm sorry, folks up there watching. I'm all over the place tonight.
And Arlo's over there on his live feed acting like Elvis, all shook up.
But, you know, maybe we should do like the Bachelor Tahlequah version. I can be on it. I can do it. You know, the Bachelor Tahlequah version.
That's awesome. But yeah, if you want to get in on this and you want to share your life.
Son of a gun! I hate this speaker thing, dude. This little cord here just messes my stuff all up. Anyways, how's everybody doing out there?
If you want to share your life experiences or get some advice, get some input from us, our phone number is 918-973-0377. Or you can shoot us an email, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We can get you in. You can call in, remain anonymous, whatever you want to do. We love your feedback. Even if you're on Arlo's live feed there, you can chime in. And
what's up, Lisa?
We can address your issues. So, but yeah, anyway, today was...
Rodney, I don't know if I got that education, brother. We just say stuff. Rodney Wolf said, ready to be educated here. I told you, man, I'll tell you how to wreck everything. Adam might be able to tell you how to salvage stuff.
Just say I'm sorry. There's your first step. I was wrong. There's step number two. So.
No, I'm never wrong. Rule number one, I'm number one.
You know, they tell me the same thing, but they always use the middle finger, so... but before we get into all that, this weekend was the Cherokee holiday. Did you do any of the? Were you a good Indian and
no,
do all the?
I'm Indian all year round. I don't need one weekend a month or one weekend a year to say, "Oh, you're Indian." No, I'm Indian all the time, man. I don't do powwows.
Man, I didn't partake of any of it.
Adam trying to pretend to be an Indian.
Hey. But yeah, we avoided town like grim death. I mean,
I got you, dude. I hated it, dude. I went to Tulsa last night.
Yeah,
it took me almost 30 minutes to get out of town. Trey was so backed up.
Really?
Yes. Everywhere. You know how impatient I am. Impatient son of a gun, dude. I had like the biggest road rage in the world. Like I was like, oh my god, everyone drove like grandmas.
Oh, I can't do it. I got a freaking speeding ticket in Pryor, right? And I did it. Okay, I was going 6 miles per hour over the spin.
I did it. I'm like a confessing to murder.
Well, I'm not mad because I got a ticket. I'm not mad because I got caught. I mean, anytime you go over,
I always get mad because I get caught.
But they wrote me $160 for going 6 miles per hour over the speed limit.
A hundred what?
$160.
Sucks, dude.
And it wasn't even. It wasn't even like a school zone or construction zone. It's just a freaking neighborhood, and it was just off of one of the highways going. Uh-huh. I was on work, and so I came off the highway, and what pissed me off even more about it was when he finally pulled me over. I mean, I pulled over as soon as I saw the lights, right? By the time I got to the shoulder, I could have thrown a rock and hit the 30 mile per hour sign, and I can't throw worth a shit. So I throw like my 6-year-old boy throws farther than I do.
You know, son of a gun, just dropped my Mentos. You know, though, I don't know, man. That just, you did the right thing by just pulling over. You didn't pull to me and try to run.
Yeah.
And I don't have no warrants or anything. I don't even know why I run.
Well, I was in a big box creepy van that should have free candy written on the side.
He's a creeper.
But, oh, dude. Let me tell you, that ruined. I was so pissed for like 2 days. I'm still going to fight it.
I seen you post about it on Facebook. This dude made a big old rant about that speeding ticket on Facebook. I was like, I know he's going to cry about that on the show.
I'm not going to lie.
It pissed me off too, though, dude. Well, that pissed me off.
I thought it was like $10 for every mile.
When did you get this ticket?
I think Thursday it might have been.
Okay, this is the start of basically the Labor Day weekend.
Well, this was, yeah.
So true. They're not going to let anybody slide from like Tuesday on.
I'm going to go fight it, though. I'm going to go.
Speaking of which, anybody out there that's watching, did y'all get any tickets this weekend or get thrown in jail?
They were thick, dude. The police were thick. They were everywhere.
Yeah, dude, that ain't no lie.
Everybody's getting pulled over. But, after that, man, I couldn't afford any more to pay for any more fun. So I just kind of took it easy. I went out to Ned's, smoked a cigar.
I seen that. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, let's see. Who's talking, Mr.?
I invited you to my birthday party.
It was your birthday party this weekend? I think not. But you were still in T-Town smoking and puffing those cigars.
Because I know you only get one weekend out with the idiots.
Oh, this is true. This is true. But, it looked like you had a grand old time. But, yeah.
Roberto wrote to you.
What's this? He needs to order a Whamber with scent French fries. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, all right. I'll put on my man pawn and get over it. So, anyway. But, yeah, it was a pretty good weekend. The weather was nice. So,
you know what else is amazing is we don't have to talk about
yes
Mayweather-McGregor.
Until you brought it up. Good job.
I'll say one thing about it.
Okay.
I seen an aftermath stuff of it, you know, all the posts and stuff.
Right.
I seen on, like, as, like, Bleacher Reporter, someone said, McGregor suffered mild traumatic brain injury. There ain't no damn way you get a mild traumatic. You know, like a double negative or something right there. They just kind of,
wow.
Like, man, holy just crap. let's just.
And it said Mayweather said that.
The McGregor suffered a mild traumatic. And I was like, what the fuck is a mild traumatic brain injury?
Just nice way of saying he's fucked.
And then I seen another post where they're saying that Mayweather wanted to, not Mayweather, but McGregor was wanting to fight Cotto. I'm like, this dude just wants to go 0-50. Mm-hmm. This dude just wants to go 0-50 and make money because he's a star MMA fighter, not a boxer.
Well, I said it.
Hey, we got Chief Baker watching.
Holy crap.
Hey, what's up, Chief? It's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Feeling legit. We got the boss man watching now. No more telling on myself. But, like I was saying last week, I didn't think that McGregor would have a problem starting going to boxing, but it's dumb for him to think he can just go up and start headlining and skip the entire ladder and just jump.
You know what?
What's that?
We don't talk about it no more.
That's true. This is very true. This is
so
very true.
He has a mild traumatic brain.
So you go on
and it's over. It's over. Let's move on. Let's move on to other things.
But yeah, the extent of my holiday, we did camp out in the backyard. We set up the pop-up camper.
That's what's up.
Me and the kids, they've been dying to go camping and stuff. So rather than dealing with the Labor Day crowds, we just set up in the backyard.
That's what's up, dude. That's awesome.
Plus, I got to clean out, get ready for Medicine Stone, which is coming up here in a couple weeks. You bet. Yeah, we even take the kids.
Y'all? That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Kind of a little family outing for music.
Oh, you bet. You bet. My little miniature Rocklahoma or country version here in town. And it's good family fun. But yeah, we're pretty excited how to get all of that stuff ready. So once again, folks, we are live and we are taking phone calls or text. You can call 918-973-0377. Send us your message. What'd you do this weekend? Any horror stories or great stories, life-changing stories, or just had a good
time?
Anything.
We're doing a live episode. If y'all got heartbroken this weekend or broke a heart or broke a jaw, yours or somebody's. This is the weekend to end all weekends. You know what I mean? This is that wrap up weekend of all your craziness of the summer to end it.
As you're stewing and laying there hungover and feeling like crap and thinking you need to change your life, give us a call. We can help you.
Give us a shout. We're just trying to live here. We're just trying to make, you know, see how many people we can make laugh and change lives, maybe.
You bet. Also, that email is aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. You can shoot us an email. We'll read it on the air. I had a couple people shout out to me this week, but they both chickened out. It's like,
hey, you know, I had someone send, I'm not going to say it, who their name is, but I got a message this week.
Right.
I said, y'all are the highlight of my Sundays till NFL starts.
You know what?
That made it, dude. I will take that any day of the week because, I mean, I'm going to be dying to watch football again. I mean,
I'm going to try this year. I'm going to try to be a man.
We're going to make Adam into a man before this show's done.
I'm going to try to man up and actually do manly things and watch some sports.
Well, I mean,
and
you're smoking cigars now, which is awesome.
Yeah, this is true, but you don't have to have chest hair to smoke a cigar.
You don't have to have it to watch football.
Yeah, this is true. But besides, the Raiders did really good last year, so I want to see if they pick it up again this year.
Absolutely.
OU had a really good showing this weekend.
Yeah, they did.
Dominated, but it wasn't. They wasn't really a big team that they were playing either. So, but a win is a win, and we'll take it. How do you think OU is going to do versus where with their
Ohio
new coach?
State? They got Ohio State next week.
Oof.
They're going to Ohio State.
Wow,
dude, that's going to be. I think it's going to go bad for them.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, OU looks strong. It's week one. You'll find out this Saturday. I see it to be a close game for three quarters.
Yeah.
And then I see Ohio State take it over in the fourth.
Wow.
And it'll be good up until the fourth.
Do you see them slowing down any with their new coach without Stoops?
No. I don't see it to slow down any. I see them use a little bit more of the run game, but hey, that's what I'd be doing anyway. I'm old school. Right. But, I mean, I don't see them to have like a crap season.
Yeah.
Because he was there last season. So, I mean, it's not like a new face in there, you know. So, that'd be all right. I think they'll still finish top 10. They're just not going to finish that, into make the playoffs.
Yeah. It's not going to be a stellar undefeated season or anything like that.
Nope. Because they're taking, I'm predicting them to lose next week or this coming Saturday.
Yeah. I think most people do. But, yeah. So,
I'm gonna go out early and say Dallas is gonna beat the Giants next week.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say we're gonna beat them by 10. Late, we're gonna take the game over about midway toward the end of the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
My boys will light it up. I don't. Someone sent a mad face on there. I don't know who sent the mad face.
Sounds like someone's salty.
Maybe, somebody got salty when I said Dallas was going to win.
Maybe it was one of some of those same people that called you out last week but didn't want to.
Man, speaking, you just had to go and piss me off, didn't you?
I did.
Ooh, okay, so I had one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Try to talk on Facebook again, and I said what I had to. I said, your argument is irrelevant. Right. Irrelevant, because I gave you the opportunity.
Yeah.
She gets all pissed off. Why? Well, I'm sorry. I have family. I said, of course. I'm just going to say, take it how you want it. Of course. Of course. Of course. Irrelevant. That's all I kept saying. You're irrelevant. And I kept deleting anything she was posting to. It's irrelevant to me. Don't get mad because I told you it was irrelevant.
Right.
I told you what I was going to do.
That's funny.
And then she's getting mad saying how, I'm irrelevant because I'm erasing her stuff. I said, nope. No, I'm not. And, like, she just kept trying to get the last word in, so I was just making up words, like, blah. And she would start crying. And then I was like, no. Just put one word in. Just keep going.
Are you generally like that? Have to have the last word?
No, but I love it when people do, because I'll just say one thing just to keep them going.
I'm a total last word guy. It's like being OCD. I have to have the last word.
I know.
Especially if, like, their last word is like a dig. Like, and that's like that's how a lot of relationship arguments are. Most of the relationships is people just can't leave it alone and will just walk away.
It's true.
You know, you're just an idiot, just like your father. Whoa! The fuck are you talking about my father? And, you know,
I don't argue per se with the inept,
right? Okay.
Because I'm not going to sit here and argue or have... I prefer discussion.
Yeah.
Over an argument.
Right.
An argument to me is more hostile.
Yeah.
You can say what you want, but an argument is more hostile with ill intentions.
Well, I mean, you've got conversations. You have heated conversations, exactly. Passionate conversations. And then you have an argument, which is oil and water trying to mix. And you're trying to make a compromise, or somebody is not hearing the other, but they still want to talk.
Yeah.
And you can't talk with your ears closed.
Looks like we're already switching over to the live part of the show. Jeff, I'm going to go with your lines are going to win. But absolutely, man. We're talking about arguments. I hate an argument, especially relationship arguments.
Yeah.
Now, if you're arguing with your buddies, it's a little different. We can throw blows and get it over with.
Yes.
But if you're in a relationship to argue,
that's domestic assault.
On her.
unless you marry native, and then it's going to be on you. You're going to be the one who fell down some stairs.
You know, man, I mean, when it comes to arguing like that, I hate the argument part.
Yeah.
And then they get mad because I don't argue. And I'm just like, I have no clue what to say at this moment. Uh-oh.
All right, we got our first caller today.
Someone picked up on that one.
All right, caller, you are live and you are on the AA meeting. Who are we talking to?
This is Frank.
What's up, brother?
Frank!
Long time, no see or hear.
Well, I had to take 3 weeks off. I was taking my national nursing test.
Hey, how'd that go?
So I had to study. You guys were hindering me a little bit. I had to listen to your podcast and not study, so I had to ground myself.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm glad you got through that. How'd the test go?
Oh, I passed it.
That's what's up. Congratulations.
I took the test, and I'm like, man, I've been taking all these practice tests and just sucking them up. And then I take the actual test, and I'm like, oh, that was easy. Easiest test I've ever taken. It's really weird.
So you're like Allen Iverson. Practice.
Yeah, those practice tests are something else. How you boys been?
Man, we're good, brother. We are good. You know, we're just trying to live, man. Trying to live.
For those who are unfamiliar with this show.
Are you ready for the Cowboys to go 0-16?
They're not going to go 0-16.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way they go 0-16.
0-16. They're going to be the worst team of all time.
No, that was the Lions. The Lions a couple years ago. They beat us to that.
No, everybody's saying they're going to like have an off year. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either.
Nah.
Anything? Prescott's arm looks a little more accurate this year.
Oh yeah, I mean,
one he's not young too.
Yep. Yeah, they're not going to surprise anybody, kind of like they did last year.
Nope.
But I think they're going to be about the same. It'll be pretty good.
The only thing they're going to start seeing is more eight men stacked up in the box against Zeke.
Right.
And they're going to make Dak. They're going to try to force Dak to win the games. But I'll tell you what, Dak to me did a lot of growing because he was the one that brought us back in the Green Bay game. Wasn't the run game.
True that.
So that's why I see him to make a lot of growth this year.
But I did catch a sneak listen of y'all. I guess last week everybody was talking crap about McGregor and you were trying to get him to call in and they wouldn't.
None of them.
But really, the true fight is going to be coming up. Triple G and Alvarez.
Oh, dude, that's...
I saved my money, and I think I'm going to get that one.
Dude, that's going to be a fight. That's going to be a war right there. I give the power edge to Triple G, but I give the speed edge to Canelo. I mean, don't get me wrong. Canelo still hits like a ton of bricks, but Triple G hits like 2 tons of bricks. And it's going to be two dudes that don't really go nowhere.
But I was just checking in with you guys. I didn't want y'all to send out like a missing person or anything like that.
We were thinking about it. I was fixing the text and asking how you been.
Arlo Adams.
What's up?
Guess what happened after I passed my test?
You got some sex.
Damn right. I got
it. And you didn't get the proposition, did you?
All right. See y'all later, boys.
No comment.
Oh, hey, I got another person wanting to call in. Hey, Junior, the number is 918-973-0377, my man. 918-973-0377. Anybody else want to call in?
You got it.
We need to talk sports or we can talk relationships. We're going to go back to the relationship part until someone calls back in on some sports for us.
For those of you who have listened in from the beginning of the show, that's our boy Frank on the intro asking if you want some sex. So we always love to hear from our repeat callers and our fans. We grew another country this year. We're in 8 countries.
What?
Now.
Who else we get?
Norway. No.
We already had Norway.
One of the European countries. Oh, I see how bad I am. I looked it up the other day and I forgot. I'll have to check it out again. But we're still worldwide and we're picking up countries, man. It's awesome. But that means everybody's doing your job. This isn't Fight Club, guys. The first rule of AA meeting is talk about AA meeting.
But that's Junior.
How we doing, caller? You're live on the AA meeting. Who are we talking to?
Jeff Moore.
J-E double.
What's going on?
A.K.A. Baby J in the house.
How much delay we got here?
Probably a couple of seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I called in to talk about the Cowboys since, my boy the Low was always on the Cowboys. No sophomore slump for Prescott or Elliott with all this suspension talk?
I don't believe in sophomore slumps, unless it's someone other than the Cowboys. How do you think your boy's going to do?
We're going to be the Lions. We're going to win some games we shouldn't, lose some games we're going to win some games we shouldn't and lose some games we should.
So you're estimating 9-7?
You know what I'm trying to say.
You're predicting 9-7?
But
what's your prediction for the year?
Hopes. The Lions got no run game. So.
No, none. No. I didn't know they had any game.
They got a bunch of tiny backs. What are you going to do?
I got you, brother. I got you. I know it's hard out there for a Lions fan. I know it's hard. Hey. I know, man. I've been dealing with this dude since second grade. He's the only dude that I've known that's a Detroit Lions fan.
Stranger things have happened, though, especially if you're loyal to your team. Look at the Cubbies. They won the pennant, last year? So.
Won the World Series. I mean, hey, yeah, anything can happen, man.
You bet.
I hope to see my Lions win a Super Bowl before I die. I got probably 50 years left, I'm hoping.
I was going
to
say. 50 years, man. He played and living almost 90. You trying to put in that overtime to give him an extra chance.
I need to see it before I go. I need to see it.
I mean, I got lucky. I got blessed, man. I got blessed. You know, I grew up a Cowboys fan. I watched them win 3 in the 90s, so I was happy.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you, man. I'm just messing with you. So what's your prediction for your Lions record this year?
Lions this year, our schedule's tough, man. I 500.
You're going to say 8-8?
Maybe a game over.
8-8.
Maybe a game over.
8-8 or 9-7?
Between 7-9 and 9-7, right in there.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
But, I will say I do like watching this Cowboys team. I like Dez Bryant's talent.
Of course.
He's a knucklehead.
Of course.
I like Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I like the way Zeke runs. But what's your thoughts on Zeke just being a knucklehead himself? I mean, got the world in front of him, and he can't, you know, just
man
stop partying and pulling girls' shirts down. I think it's wrong that he's gonna get possibly suspended for something that hasn't been proven.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the worst part. But a part of it's also
games
just,
and he has not been charged with any crime in a court of law. I think that's tough. But they're trying to clean up their image. So I mean, at the end of the day, it is a business. But one of your best top 10 players in the league right now is going to be sitting for 6 games, possibly. That's not a good look for anybody. Him or the league.
Especially how much we depend on that run game now. The run game is what's been setting up everything. But like I was telling Frank before, Dak's arm really impressed me from about from the Green Bay game on, even through the preseason. Now he looks way more accurate. Because regardless, what I like about Dak,
go ahead. He reminds me, and I like Alex Smith. People rag on Alex Smith, but Alex Smith's not gonna come back from 17 down.
No.
But you're probably not gonna get 17 down with Alex Smith or Dak Prescott just because he's gonna manage the game, he's gonna take what you give him, and he's not gonna be a showboat. If he can stay in his lane and do that, and behind that big offensive line, and you know, just not make turnovers, they're going to win a lot of games. And they won 13 last year, didn't they? Something like that, 13 games?
Yep, 13-3.
We just got a text came in and says, man, you give millions of dollars, I'm going to be a knucklehead too. And that's true. I mean, he's got his contract, man. Well, and he's
You should have seen me and Arlo back in the qual when we were 17, 18 with no dollars.
Yeah, with no dollars. We were knuckleheads then. And you know, the problem is with the world and with the NFL part goes, as far as them acting a fool when they get that money, they go in life backwards.
Right.
Most time in life, you work all the way through most of your life, and then you start reaping the benefits of the fruits of your labor. These guys start off backwards, coming in there as multimillionaires instead of working their way up to it. So there's not as much of appreciation, and they're not as mature.
Right. Well, and they get this money from the second they get out of college, man. Yep. I mean, you play college, you're that's why if I'm watching football, it's usually college football because that's 100%. I consider it more pure. I mean, these guys, they're doing everything they can because they love the game and for their future. Once they get out and they make it, they get their contract signed, man, it's all, they don't have no appreciation for anything. I mean, they're just given all this money. They don't have to earn it. They don't have to work their way up. They get millions and millions of dollars, especially if they've got a lot of God-given natural talent. And then, boom. And then they've got, no, everyone stops telling them no. They can have anything and everything anytime they want it. And it's hard to be a decent human being whenever, at a young age, you've got millions of dollars and you can have basically anything you want, anything your heart can dream of. You've got it. So,
that's why I got a lot of respect for LeBron James. So this is a guy who's had it since he was 17 years old, driving a Hummer to school on the Sports Illustrated covers, one of the greatest players in NBA history. I mean, I don't like his flopping and stuff. I feel like if you're the greatest player in the league at any time, you shouldn't be a flopper, but that's just what it is nowadays. But as far as never, ever hearing of a controversy, knocking a side chick up, beating his wife.
We're going to hear that when he retires.
Getting drunk. Never. You never hear nothing.
Like Michael Jordan, it's all going to come out when he retires.
We got another.
He's never.
Go ahead.
He's never done any of that. So, I mean, and here's a guy that's had more success and more money than anybody at a young age. So, from that aspect, you know, he set a good example for people. Now, hopefully he continues that. That's the same thing about Tiger Woods. So you know how that ended up. But.
Steel Panther has a great song about him. You haven't heard
it.
Exactly. You got to. But,
all right, Lowe, we'll holler at you.
All right, brother, you take care. I'll holler at you later.
Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you. We've got another text in. Somebody asked if I am an OU guy. Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm not to be a bandwagon guy, but all of my family are OU. I grew up on OU. So if we were talking football, OU and the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, were at the center of it. So it's in my blood. So, yeah, I always root for OU. The only time I haven't is – sometimes they get some a roster that's got a lot of the bad boy personalities out there that's breaking the laws and being just bad human beings, and I kind of fall out of it sometimes. That's what actually got me out of the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys favor. I was huge into it during the Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, you know, Jerry Jones and Barry Switzer years, and then they got a pretty big offensive line that just had all kinds of domestic abuse and rape charges and stuff, and I really got out of it at that point. But to answer your question, yes, I am an OU guy. I prefer OU if I'm watching the college football.
Home team.
Yeah.
Home team. I'm a Florida State fan, but and we lost to my freaking Alabama. Pissed me off. 24-7.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, that's how my, I'm pretty sure that's how our season's going to go.
I thought you came in with a little bit of a weight to you.
A little chip on my shoulder. A little chip on my shoulder on that one. I always tell people hard shit's hard to swallow.
No joke. That's why I drink.
I can see why. That's why I smoke cigars. You know, speaking of which, I went out to Tulsa last night.
Yeah, you did.
You know, you were talking about that. I went down to Tulsa, went and smoked some cigars down at the my place, Classic Cigar Lounge, down there in Tulsa. And got to walking, went and walked downtown, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was this lady had a cockatoo, a bird. And I took a cool picture of it with the city behind me. And the dang thing can talk. Totally creeped me out. Totally creeped me out. Oh, 100%. 100%. Our texter just texted and said, Adam's going to be crying next week when OU plays the Buckeyes. Absolutely. I said that too. 100% agree. Yeah. 100% agree.
Like we were saying earlier, I don't think really anyone expects OU to pull this one off with losing a couple of their dream team there that they had at the end of last season. Nope. And then we've got a coaching change up. So we're not at our strongest. And you going up against that team, you've got to be.
they don't have Mixon to bail them out.
Right. Wait, aren't we usually bailing Mixon out?
Out of jail, not out of the game.
Okay. But, I saw that picture of you and the bird, man. That was
awesome. Dude, it was so dope. It was so dope. Then the thing started walking up my arm, like pinching the fire out of it with those talons.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And the lady's trying to take it back, and he keeps saying, get away. I was like, what are you doing to this bird?
You bird charmer.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing to it? You know, I was like, come on, buddy. We'll go hang out at the Mayo.
She really gets it home and, like, straps it down. Talk!
Something.
Talk!
Something, because he kept saying, get away. And I was like, okay, this is pretty creepy. I've never heard a bird talk, like in person.
Did you think it was, like, one of those pranks, you know, where they put a speaker or something, hide it on the
I don't even know, dude, but it sounded so creepy. It, like, you know, make a noise and then say, go away. And I was like, dude, that bird just said, go away. I was like, okay, this is kind of freaking me out. And it's walking up my arm, going to my shoulder.
That is
And
funny.
I was like, yeah, it's pretty messed up. It's pretty messed up. I'm not even a drinking man. So it tripped me out way, way worse, dog.
What did they put in these cigars? Oh, dude, that's about scared the crap out of me. I looked down and thought it said, not recording. Woo, I'm about scared. But it is recording.
All right, so you know... what were we talking about? We were talking about arguments. I had one person say, you know, their wife loves relationship arguments. You know, and I tell you the worst thing about being single is, you know, I get to tell you the single life part.
Right.
The worst part about being single is as you get older, like a lot of your friends are settling down.
Yeah.
Not necessarily you. But a lot of your friends are settling down. And whoever they settled down with, their significant other starts trying to play matchmaker. Ugh. And they're like, oh my God, you're such a great guy. You should sew me. No, you do not know my type.
Right.
And they're just throwing everybody. And I'm like, look, I'm going to end this bad and everyone's going to hate each other.
Right. If you're out there and you guys have ever been set up on a blind date, let's hear your blind date stories.
You know, I've never done a blind date.
Really?
No.
Call in 918-973-0377. We want to hear your blind date stories. Or if somebody played matchmaker, did it work? Did it not work?
You know, Even if it's like a Tinder.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a Tinder date.
Right.
Let's hear those. I want to hear some Tinder horror stories.
You know, I've heard that Tinder is all horror stories. I've heard
I can believe that. I can believe that, dog. Like I said, the thing I hated the most about the single part.
Uh-huh.
You know, my buddy, he used to do the, that is it Tinder? I think that's right, isn't it? Well, you know, when they get on that app, it'll uh-huh. tell you if they're close.
That is scary.
That's creepy, dude. That is creepy. So whatever dangerous. Happened to just smiling at a girl?
Well, you get slapped for stuff like that now.
Well, it depends on how you smile. I would think I have a charming smile. I mean, that's me, though, man. I'm a charming yeah. gentleman.
Yeah, but you have a very non-creeper personality about you. I mean, you just have a natural suaveness
well,
and
thank you.
Stuff. I mean, you wink at the camera all the time and you're joking, but now, like, if I wink at the camera, we've talked about this extent, but I don't have that, so...
It's true.
So you can sit there and smile and wink at somebody, and they're not going to think nothing. Now, if I smile and wink, they're going to think I'm like Jeffrey Dahmer or something planning my next dinner, so it's pretty crazy.
My boy Junior said, Lowe, it's about time you drop some baby Lowe's.
Oh, gosh. I wish you guys could have heard. Oh, man. When we're getting ready for the show, we're doing our sound check, and we're just, like, joking around on the microphones. And, oh, man, we're just coming up with rhymes and stuff. Had the 80s porno music going. Oh, it's so funny.
We're
going
to make a freestyle song.
One of these
days.
It's
going to be called Put Your Fine Ass Mama Back on the Phone. So, y'all get ready. The mixtape's about to drop soon. And, but, you know, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
Is that part of the, oh, my God, he was so... No, you don't know me. You don't know me. I suck on that end.
You would think that they would ask your friend and say, hey, is this
yeah, but time? Most of them are so pansies and they're just...
Whatever you say, dear.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Exactly.
Don't want to ruin their loving for that night, so...
And, I mean, I'm like that old Johnny Lee song, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's it, man. That's it. But that is, man. That's the most annoying part is that they always, always try to set you up.
So, you've never took them up on the offer before?
No, dude, because I'll ruin everybody's friendships.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a very true thing, too.
I would screw everything up. Everyone would hate each other by the time it was over.
Why did you set me up with that asshole?
Exactly. And then I'd be like, look, yeah. I didn't know she was crazy.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get mad at me. And then it's going to put my homeboy in a hard, you know, rocking a hard place because...
Yeah. I think it's easier to be single these days. I wouldn't know, but just from the outside looking in, it seems like it would be easy. I mean,
it's way easier.
So, I mean, with social media, you cut out... See, I was always... terrible. To this day, I'm still terrible on first impressions. I just kind of be myself, and if you know me, then you just kind of, you know, I'm just that kind of goofy kind of guy. But I've had a lot of people that, like, took me seriously, and then they're like, oh, he's really got low self-esteem, or he's a douchebag. And I was like, no, I just joke that way because it's funny. But yeah, with things like Tinder, where you can, like, cut out, like, the looks, you know, the physical, the superficial first impression, you can just, well, no, they're not my type. Yeah, they're my type.
Exactly.
But
and you know what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the... I'm going to tell you, I do Instagram, but I do it to follow, like, Joe DeFranco, who's a personal trainer, Mark Bell,
right.
People that I can watch and do follow workouts on. The problem with social media, and what I'm going to get to is Tinder.
Yeah.
Tinder, Instagram, Snapchat, it's all on the visual.
Yeah.
It's saying, hey, you're compatible. Right. No, you're not.
Well,
like, I joke around and make fun of those match.com stuff,
yeah.
But at least those people are asking you questions, and based on how you answered them.
I hate the match.com, but I love the farmersonly.com.
And I'm sure they all do that the same.
Oh yeah. Now they got an algorithm that they just kind of bunch of criteria. If this, then that, da 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 da. Then they pair it together based on their.
What's
algorithm.
Up, Big Zeke? My boy, Big Zeke, watching. And you know, the funny thing is, man. You know, in this year alone, I've had a few.
Dropping that phone like you had.
I've had a few real shit relationships over the years,
right?
That I really didn't care about.
Mm-hmm.
That they pretty much kind of just I don't know. They kind of said it was a relationship. But this year alone, you know, I've done a little bit of changing over this year.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten a lot better as a person this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well. What's up, girl? I felt like I said, like, I feel like I've done better over this year. Mm-hmm. But in this year alone, I really put out there for that more. I put in the effort for a relationship.
I've noticed this, yeah.
And I either suck at it. I either suck at it.
Yeah.
Or they were just the wrong person.
I'd have to say it's probably the wrong person. Because, I mean, really, dating life is a dartboard, dude.
What's up,
I
Kayla?
Mean, you got to keep your eye on the bullseye, throw it, and see where it lands. And because, not every throw is going to hit that mark.
Because, like, and you know, I don't put myself out there. I put myself there for an evening,
right? Yeah.
But this time, and you've been here for both of them,
right?
That I've tried twice.
Yeah.
First one, disaster.
Yeah.
Just went south fast. What are we getting?
We got a text on the boxing. Go ahead and finish your story there. We'll get to that.
Okay, and then you know the second one. Second one comes around. I thought it was it. Not it, but I thought, man, this is going to be a little bit. This
it was something special.
It was
going to be a long term.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah.
Pretty much got broke up through a text message.
Yeah.
Pretty much got ended on a text message. And I was like, I've heard of this stuff. I've always been, if we were in the area where we couldn't be face to face, you would at least hear me.
Right.
You would at least hear me.
Mm-hmm.
At least have the audacity. The
respect.
The respect.
Yeah.
Not the audacity. Have the respect to call. At least let me hear those words.
Mm-hmm. You know, fortunately, I haven't been in, I've only been in one relationship, my current one, my marriage.
Of course.
Since social media really became a thing, I've never broken up with through a phone call or, well, I have a phone call, but not through like a note. See, for you kids out there, we used to write notes on a piece of paper and pass them in between classes. We didn't have fancy techno gadgets that we text and stuff. I've never been broken up with that way. I've been broken up through word of mouth, and that sucked. But,
well, it was like our last argument.
Yeah.
Was through text. And I'm like, at least have the guts.
Right.
To call. You know me and keyboard warriors.
Well, trust me, you don't want to have an argument with me through electronic, like text, where I have time to think about what I'm saying and articulate.
I'll tell you, that's what irritates me.
Yeah.
Is the fact that texts were coming back gapped out. So you're thinking about what to say. Come on, man.
I'm that person, dude.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Having it through a text made it so much easier to know it was time to leave.
Yeah, well, and plus, like, if somebody's crying, you don't get that audible, like, trigger your, like, sympathies and trigger your heart and all of this.
I would rather hear both sides. Because I'm a softy.
Yeah.
You got to hear because it's your feelings on the line.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and put in a text.
Right.
What are you going to do? Put in crying a face emoji? No, this is it. We both know it's it. Let's lay it on the table.
Yeah.
And if you think it's worth salvaging, let's salvage it. And if it's not, well, then let's just part ways as friends.
See, if I'm in a relationship, I've never broken up with a girl. They've all broken up with me. But I've had a couple that I've almost ended before, but they start either crying or they start talking and they talk me out of it without trying. And so then I feel bad, well, I'll give them another chance. But yeah, it would be so easy to cut and dry, just cut them off if it's through a text, because you don't have that emotion. It takes all the emotion out of it. So I get the feeling in your situation that they wanted to end it anyway.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why it would have been.
Oh, yeah. Text. That's why it went through text.
Yeah.
You didn't want to hear things, because I'm a very, I'm really good with words.
Yeah.
And pretty much I gave the option the week before.
Right.
I said, well, think about it a few days.
Yeah.
If you don't, we don't. If you do, we do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much game either way.
But, you know, and it always sucks to lose a relationship. It always sucks when one doesn't work out. But I'm a big advocate for ending it on good terms. So, mm-hmm. like, if you feel like, oh, my gosh, this isn't working. I'm not happy. I don't know why I'm in this anymore.
Leave.
It's time to end it.
If you got to think about what you feel.
Right.
You already start knowing.
Yeah.
I don't trust my gut. I trust my heart. Mm-hmm. When my heart starts not feeling good,
right,
you know it's time.
See,
you can't be the one giving 100 and right. someone else giving
50. Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to work. Like our last one, this last one was a, mm-hmm. it's me and you, but we don't want labels.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Some degree, there's got to be a label.
That's all fun and good if you're just playing around, but if once you start catching the feels, mm-hmm. I mean, it's time for labels. If you're not going to put the labels, then there's an intimacy issue.
Exactly. It's over. Yeah. It is over.
Yeah.
And as bad as you hate to see it, as bad as you hate to do it, you got to know it's over.
I've got a good friend. She reached out a while back and was looking for advice because I like to give advice to my friends. It's just I like to help people. I like mm-hmm. to hear people out. Which, if you're listening out there, give us a call, 918-973-0377. Let's hear some breakup stories. What was some good ones, some bad ones, maybe some that you broke up and then ended up getting back together and it working out in the long run. Just let's hear some stories, okay?
You know, I don't believe in that.
Given a second chance.
That's what bugged me.
Yeah,
because when I knew it was over,
mm-hmm.
and we pretty much laid let's think it over for a few days.
Right.
I knew in the back of my head it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in the back of my head it was over. And it just. What got me was after 2 days being sad about it, mm-hmm. even though it wasn't over officially.
Right.
It was the fact that my heart wasn't as sad as my mind.
Yeah.
And that's what was messing with me the most. Because I was like, dude, I should feel really sad.
And you're more feeling bad that you don't feel bad.
Exactly.
Rather than you feel bad for your loss.
And so that was a second thing that I thought. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, a certain song still reminds you.
Mm-hmm.
A certain scent will still remind you.
Oh, yeah. That's
but it's still just all in your head. It's just all the mind part.
Right.
You know, it's just that's it. There's nothing else that's just like, my heart's not like, oh my God, breaking. And it's crazy. The night that we called it, I slept like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, well, that's it. Best of luck to you in life.
Right. We got a lot of people out there sharing. I've already had several notifications that people are sharing our broadcast. We appreciate you guys. Keep sharing it. Keep getting it out. Exactly. We're talking about love, life, living, life philosophies, success, failures, and, you know, anything and everything.
Like I said, it's got to be 100%, 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no 150.
Well, and even if everyone's trying but one's tried less, I mean, that will work for a time, but fatigue will set in, and mm-hmm. you have to be able to pick up the weight of the relationship when the other person gets tired.
Exactly.
So if one person gives more, that's some relationships work like that. Mm-hmm. But you still have to be strong enough. You can't have a rock and then someone who
absolutely
just not there to give it in, because
absolutely, buddy.
Eventually everything everyone gets tired, man.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I was.
Yeah,
I was in the point of I'm just exhausted.
Yeah,
I was just exhausted.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize how physically mm-hmm. and mentally exhausting it made me.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you are just wore smooth the crap. Like, I couldn't go to the gym as much.
Right.
I was like, man, I'm tired. I'm going to go lay down.
And we've had a lot of conversations about this, you know, not during the show. And it's, I mean, you cared a lot about this person. And it's not that you were just tired and you're getting sick of it, but it wears you out because you're trying to be what she needs.
Yep.
And then eventually.
There was no meeting.
Yeah.
It was just forward and then take two steps forward, take 10 steps back.
Right.
So you were never getting ahead. You get two steps forward and like, okay, that's what's keeping me.
Yeah.
And then you take 10 steps back.
Well, and a lot of people will get to where they get complacent with venting, and then every conversation's a vent, and yep. Then you don't get as much time for your issues, and then it's very one-sided, and then that's where that fatigue just turns into just stopping dead in your Absolutely. Tracks, and you're not Absolutely. Getting anywhere. Whenever you're in a relationship, especially whenever you're in an intimate one where you're sharing all your hopes, dreams, lives, and loves, and all of that Exactly. stuff, it has to be both ways, because... And I'm one of those people, if every conversation something negative, eventually I'm just going to be uncomfortable and I don't want to be in the conversation. And mm-hmm. then I'm going to start tuning you out. Not intentionally, but just because you're bad, all your baggage will weigh me down. And yep. then that's going to make my life that much worse because, one, I've got my own shit to deal with. Two, now I've got your shit to deal with. And three, I have to not only deal with my shit, your shit, and I have to be your positivity. That's a lot on a person.
It is.
And that will kill a relationship so fast.
And you know what? You would not believe. It was really ironic, and I wish mm-hmm. I'd have sent her a message. I had two girls send mm-hmm. me messages that was in the same boat I was in.
Wow.
And it's weird because you know yeah. And it's weird because I always tell people in life.
Yeah.
I said, just listen. Everything you're going through, someone's been there also.
It's true.
It may not
be. Very true.
You know, it's not to take away from your issue,
mm-hmm.
but there's people out there that know what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had two different females hit me up saying, hey, out of nowhere.
Right.
It wasn't really about the podcast. It was about mm-hmm. just the positivity I try to speak in the world. Because,
mm-hmm.
No one knew I was down.
Yeah.
I wasn't just crying on.
You share a lot of positivity on your Facebook page.
Well, because, you know, I needed it in those weeks.
Right.
I needed it in those weeks. So every morning I get up, man, I talk myself up. Mm-hmm. I said, you got this. You can get up. You're going to yeah. keep going. What I told a lot of people is, because people's like, man, you really cared for this one. And I did.
And still do. Yeah.
And they said, man, you really cared for this one. I said, yeah. They said, well, you seem to be doing good. I said, well, I am. It's hard.
Right.
But at the same time, I told people, I said, you know what? I said, you know why I know I'm going to be okay? Because Arlo Jumper was fine before her.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine after her.
Well, and this goes back to that also goes on to what I've always saying. Really, you know, here the thing is, love. There's never a good time for love. You can never plan out love. I mean, it's a unicorn.
Is that anywhere, man?
You know, I mean, if you find that one, that zing or whatever you want to call it, love at first sight, and everything clicks, marry that person because it's after
you ain't gonna
give
find
it time.
It. You ain't right. gonna find that everywhere.
But if you want to have a sustaining, fulfilling relationship, you have got to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
Exactly.
If you can't be alone with yourself and look yourself in the mirror and be your own positivity, your own motivation, your own joy, and your own financial well-being, it's never going to work, because then you don't mean to be, but it's going to be more of a parasitic relationship where you are feeding off of that host, off of that other strong person.
The other thing is a lot of people are like me.
Or you can be like this texter just says, put a finger in a girl's booty hole. She promptly left and never called me again.
Man, that's one way. That sounds like her personal problem.
I think if somebody did that to me too, I'd be long gone and wouldn't look back.
And you know, what I was thinking of is, don't ever let them make you feel guilty for caring too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't let it turn manipulative to make it sound like you're just making it about you.
Right.
When you make it about, if you try to make it about you all, mm-hmm. and they don't see that, then there's not a you all.
Right.
Then there's not a you all, and there never will be.
Right.
And then once you come to that realization is when you can start moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, you know, a lot of people, the scariest part is the moving on.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to, you know, the book of your life isn't over. That yeah. chapter is.
Well, and people don't know the difference in their emotions. And that's the whole point of dating. People don't understand the point of dating. The point of dating is as much for you as an individual to find your feelings and find the way your heart works as it is to find that compatible person. And you're going to get into relationships where it's all physical, and that's lust. And lust feels a lot like love. Well, because
exactly,
it's that attraction. And then you also get in those other ones where you just really like somebody, and there's that puppy love. That's why I've said it once, I've said it a million times, before you get serious and you really give your heart and give your all to somebody, give it time. It's not, you can't, Rome wasn't built in a day, man. You're going to have to get a couple weeks, couple months before you start throwing love around and start moving in and doing all of these big steps of commitment.
See, we were 2 months in.
Yeah.
And it went total backwards from the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going nowhere. You're not even in a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even in a standstill. You're not going backwards.
Yeah.
I was like, so this is not going to work. And this ain't healthy.
Mm-mm.
This is not healthy. I wasn't sleeping. You know, then you start questioning yourself. Is it me?
Yeah.
No. Hell no, it ain't me.
I've never seen you question yourself like that before in my life.
And I haven't.
Yeah.
And like at first I was like, man, are you really that big of an ass?
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, no. And then I had a conversation with myself. Had a conversation with myself one night. Me and people may get offended, but I'm going to say me and God had a talk one night.
Right.
And I said, no, you're not that bad of a guy. And it's really ironic when I started feeling down,
mm-hmm.
I started getting all these weird messages from people.
Yeah.
That didn't even know I was down. A guy at Take Today, mm-hmm. Today, for example, my buddy Marco Hernandez, Diaz mm-hmm. Hernandez, he's from Texas, well, actually from Detroit, but he lives down in Texas now. But he hit me up today, just random. Man, what's up? Oh, I just want to say, man, thanks for always believing in me.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Cool. You know? One of my best friends, she's a... tells me, you know, she's like, look, she's like, I'm going to tell you this. She's like, you are out of nowhere. Didn't yeah. even tell her what was going on.
Right.
She's like, you know what? She's like, you're a great guy. I said, well, thank you. I think we're friends. You should probably say that.
Yeah.
And she goes, no. She goes, trust me, somebody's going to see that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I think I am too. But
well, you put in a lot of karma too. And I'm a huge believer in karma and a huge believer in signs like you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you do good in the world, that good will come back to you.
Yep.
And it may not be today, may not be tomorrow. But if you live every day of your life in a positive way and you try to treat everyone like you want to be treated and leave this world better than you found it, eventually all of these things will start coming back to you in your time of need. When you need them most, that's when people are either – it's just coincidental timing, like what you're running into,
exactly.
Or somebody's going to see you walk down on your luck, walking down the side of the road.
Yep.
Man, what is he doing up there? Man, he's such a good guy. I'm going to give him a ride. Or they see you having a hard time, so they're going to be there and be offer that assistance when you need that assistance. Whether
exactly.
So,
hey, and you know, I mean, I learned a lot from this.
Right.
And it's funny because I mean, I don't mean to. I'm a little bit of my old ways again.
Right.
You know, as my sister, she's already rolling her eyes at me every time I'm somewhere.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
no,
that.
No, no, no. I mean, I forgot how charming I actually really can be. But that's a different story. So next week, we're probably going to start up what me and Adam was originally talking about.
Yeah.
Remember the most eligible bachelor?
Yeah.
At Tahlequah? We're going to see how many girls wants to go on a date. If any.
Right.
They may go and be like, look, Arlo fucked up these last two girls, and it just, he sucks. But, hey, you know, somebody will take up.
Well, see, that's the cool thing, though. You're not only are you looking to be Mr. Right, but you don't mind being Mr. Right now
right
either.
Now. I mean, I've been Mr. Right now for a long time, brother. For a long time.
But I really do. I think your situation, you were in the right place. You were just at the wrong time. And that happens a
touché.
Lot. You can find people, but, you know, people go through shit, man. And when it rains, it pours. And
you know, you can't make their thing your thing.
Right.
And I understood that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to go through your thing alone.
That's true.
I can stand by you.
Yeah.
I can't go ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't stand behind you.
Yeah.
But I can go through that with you. And if you don't want me to,
right.
Well, then it's time to go.
Well, and we were talking earlier about arguments and such.
Touché.
And much like the intimacy and the stuff, there's two ways to go. I mean, you can either share too much, or you can argue too much, or you can shut down. And if you close down, and really that's where a lot of arguments start, is when you close yourself down and you don't want to hear what the other person has to say.
Yep.
And this happens a lot whenever either two people are hard-nosed, or one person just doesn't want to allow themselves to get over whatever they're dealing with, and they want to project that fault onto somebody else.
Yep.
And so my problem has always been that I can't leave shit alone. When the person I'm with at the time is, if they're pissed, if I did something wrong, or if they're going through something, I pick at it. And I have to, let's talk about this. Let's get over it. And then, but if somebody, you're with somebody that they can't do that, they mm-hmm. have to shut down and process, because they're not very articulate, or they let their emotions control their mouth, they will say things they don't mean.
Exactly.
So part of growing is you have to learn to leave those people alone. And that's, I'll tell them myself, you know, that was one of my big issues when me and my wife got married, is we're very much like that. I can't leave shit alone. And then she has to burn that fire out before she's ready to look at it. And,
exactly.
For several years, I just wouldn't leave her alone when she was going through something. Now I've learned, all right, she's irritated. She's going to go in the other room. She'll talk to me when it's time. I'll just kind of keep myself and keep the kids distracted, and we'll just kind of get over it, and then we'll talk about it when we have time. That's a tough thing to do, especially when you really care about somebody and you don't like to see them going through that stuff. Once again, guys, we're talking life and love.
My girl Betty, I've known Betty for a few years now. She said, Arlo, you are one amazing man, and the right woman will come along that will appreciate every aspect of who you are. Hint, I said woman, not girl. I'm proud of you for the growth that you've done for yourself.
That's awesome, dude.
That is, dude. That is.
See, I hate that people can't give that kind of comments anymore. Ever. They need anonymous apps to tell people something nice. But, you know, a couple of kind words can work, can change the world.
It does, man. Random act of kindness.
Yeah.
I challenge everybody tomorrow to just do one random act of kindness to a stranger.
Right. And for extra credit, pay it forward.
Exactly. Exactly. Not to someone you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Always be kind to the people you know. That's that you hold dear to. Mm-hmm. But do a random act of kindness to a stranger. See what it does.
I can't remember. Go ahead.
Speaking of random acts of kindness, so my dealership, we're putting together at Studeville Ford.
Uh-huh.
We're doing donations. We're going to set up a drop-off.
Right.
We're going to set up delivery of supplies people are going to want to drop off for the Texas disaster in, you know, southwest Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
We're wanting to set up, we are setting up a donation drop off, and like I said, we'll do delivery. But you know what else I told on that video? This is going with that random act of kindness.
Okay.
I said, if you can't donate anything, come to the dealership and give me a hug. Donate a hug. Yeah. And when I go deliver it, I'm gonna give a lot of hugs.
Yeah.
I'm good at hugs. But that's true, though, man.
Especially if you're fine, that's woman. True. Come give him a hug. He appreciates that.
Man, I couldn't be a sleazeball down there, man.
You lying sad.
I wouldn't.
If some smoking hot girl walks up,
I will put that. I would not be a sleazeball.
You're not going to give her a hug?
I would give her a hug because I'm good at hugs.
You're not going to enjoy it?
She would enjoy it more because it would be heartfelt.
You'll enjoy it later.
I'll be like, going away home, I say, dang, dog, why didn't you get her? No. But then, no.
I only call you out because you would do that same shit to me.
Man, you got to just try making me look like a man. Man, I'm not like wedding crashers. Remember when they turned it to funeral crashers? Yeah.
Giving her a hug.
Hey, yeah, speaking of which, hey, Berto, what's the whole link to it? Berto, Berto's family, his mom, dad, and brother, Roberto Villa.
Fight Book MMA.
His
website.
His mom, his dad, and I think his brother all had their house ruined.
Uh-huh.
in this. Like, no. Like they were upstairs. They could go upstairs. Upstairs is pretty still solid. But the downstairs has just ruined everything.
Oh, God.
So he's got a GoFundMe account started, and I don't know what it is. Birdo, put it on the AA meeting page, and we will share it as much as often. I've been meaning to share that today, and I'm glad you reminded me because I was supposed to speak about it today, in which I am now. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
But yeah, go. We're going to put the Via Family GoFundMe for Roberto's mom, dad, and brother.
Yeah. Seriously, if Roberto Via, he's a great, great guy. He's called into the show a couple of times. He's from Fightbook MMA. He's got a Facebook group. He's got a web page. Just Google Fightbook MMA. Great, dude, great website, especially if you like combat sports.
Dude, this is awesome. My boy Zeke just said, random acts of kindness. I do that all the time. He said, when we have leftover food from the club, he said, I go downtown and pass the food out to the homeless, even bought coffee for some.
Dude, that's awesome. That's the kind of stuff. You don't have to waste.
Nope.
I tell you what. If you don't have money, you don't have anything to give, go clean your house. Go through your closets. Go through, pick out all those clothes you don't wear. I mean, trust me. And the only reason I bring this up is because I'm doing a home remodel, and we have to, like, clean all our stuff out because we're going to start shifting rooms around. Trash bags full of old clothes and old toys and old things that never get used anymore. Go tip this stuff and go donate it.
You know what else I tell people is, you know, try it for 7 days.
Yeah.
I tell people, try it for 7 days. And I almost guarantee you, once you start living differently like that, giving more, you start feeling that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
That little feeling inside of you, you want it more.
I think I told the story once before. I had a bouncer set up out at the fairgrounds, and I saw this really, really old guy. Mm-hmm. And he was walking down the ditch, and he was collecting cans. I mean, he wasn't out begging nobody. He was a friendly guy. Everyone was driving by. He was waving. But he was picking up cans, and I was assuming he was going to recycle them and get them just super frail and emaciated. He hasn't eaten in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I took, you know, I had some odd change from accepting my payment, and, you know, I went and handed him some money. We were across the street from the casino. I was like, man, go get you something to eat. And he's really, you know, and he's really taken aback because I think I gave him like $20. I can't remember. And he started crying. And I gave him a hug. And I was like, man, God bless. Just go get you something to eat.
Yep.
And
they're not all crackheads.
I've never felt so good in my life as whenever I just helped somebody out. It didn't hurt me to give this much money. I only gave what I could. But I mean, I fed a person for another day, and just to know and how much he appreciated it and what it meant to him, man, it just warmed my heart. I wish I could do that every day.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Birdo just sent in a link. We'll add it to the AA meeting page.
Right.
But the link is go to GoFundMe.com, and it's Hurricane Harvey Via Fund. Mm-hmm. And it's Hurricane Harvey, one word, Via Fund, which is all one word, but Via is spelled V-I-L-L-A.
Okay. Yeah, and we will. We will share this on our Facebook page. If you're on Arlo's live feed, I'm sure the link is there. And you know, even if you're retired or you don't work or you have some way to get down there and volunteer, they are hurting for volunteers, man.
Bertel just said, speaking of paying it forward, his family helped five other family strangers in their neighborhood to help them clean their houses before they started on theirs. That's awesome. That's awesome. And you know, the thing is, man,
the other side note before we go on, guys, if you are in Texas right now and you are in those areas, get out. There is another hurricane coming that way. It's going to be bigger. And they're projected to get a Category 6, which is damn near non-existent. For us in Oklahoma, we have an F5 tornado. We don't have an F6, but this is like an F6, F6 for us. So, seriously, if you are in that area, get out. If you can get into another state or something, leave. Don't try to ride it out. It's not going to end well. Look at the people in Houston and all the other communities that don't get the press. So, seriously, think for your families. Homes can be replaced, but lives can't.
Nope.
So,
and you know, the thing is you don't need to wait for disaster to help.
Right.
To want to start helping your fellow man.
Yeah. Charity starts at home. So
it does, man.
But yeah. So, On to other things.
We spoke a little bit about relationships.
We did get a text that says, Adam, what's going to happen to John Jones? We talked a little bit about this last week. John Jones is a UFC fighter that tested positive just before his big fight. He's one of the biggest names in MMA.
The biggest name in MMA. And the dude just keeps messing up. I mean, you're gonna fail a drug test for steroids.
There was a story that came out that said he tested clean 24 hours later. I don't know how credible this is. But
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Fights like that, when they do those kind of testings, most of them is done right after.
Yeah.
So 24 hours. If he was like on an energetic.
Yeah.
Probably burnt out in 24 hours.
True.
But in the 40 minutes of the fight.
Yeah. And this wasn't weed or coke or like enhancement working out stuff. This was an antibiotic steroid. Mm-hmm. This is like legit juice. He's got to be straight.
Hey, Berto, call in. Berto, you're out there listening. It's 918-973-0377. Berto said he passed his blood test before the weigh-ins. Colin, I know Berto will know more about this topic.
Yeah, but that's not to say he didn't go hit the juice right after the weigh-ins. Go juice. All right, I've had my drug test. I'm going to go juice. Go take this real quick, kick some ass, and then I'll be good.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it's hard to... Whoops. My bad, viewers.
That's just regular water he's drinking, not fire water.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not moonshine. I mean, but it's hard to fake a blood test.
Yeah.
So I don't know what got put in.
Well, he's the new title he's getting is biggest career fuck up in.
Biggest. Like, even let's say he does pass. Let's say he did pass. Just to be associated with that again. Big just career killers. And the thing is, somebody's always going to want to see him. They'll always think he's the best. But if you keep doing this, at some point you're going to have to get tired and say, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Well, what you...
Because UFC...
I like that line.
UFC has a habit of just marketing who they want.
Yeah.
It's very political.
Yeah.
So if it's not Jon Jones, it was Ronda Rousey for a while. It's going to be Conor McGregor when he comes back. Yeah. And it'll be whoever else they want to take the place. Uh-oh.
Hey, we got Berto calling in. Why is it not answering? There we go. Hey, Berto, you're live on the AA meeting, dude. What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother? All right, so we brought you in because you're the expert of MMA. This is my MMA guru here.
Berto from Fight Book MMA.
Roberto Villa, to be politically correct. instead of us just saying Berto. People are like, who's Berto? Anyways, so what's the whole lowdown with this John Jones thing? We got people asking.
You know, reports are coming in that supposedly the urine test was tainted. Then other people are saying that it wasn't. Other reports are saying that he did pass his blood test before the weigh-ins, which that one I do believe. But as far as, like, I mean, you're going to pass your blood test 24 hours before the weigh-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have 24 hours to put whatever you want in your system.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly this drug that he took, this oral steroid, it's supposed to last like 16 hours.
Which is dumb.
So,
because you get tested right after. Because you get tested right after.
Yeah, he took it right after after the weigh-ins, and then obviously, you know, they have to pee in a cup and get tested. So, I mean, to me still, he shouldn't have done what he's done or what he did no matter what. He shouldn't have done it because this is the one fight, in everybody's opinion, and mine also, was a redemption fight. You know, it was him to prove to everybody that he was doing everything clean.
He deserved to be there.
You know, yeah, he deserved to be the champ. But then now, you know, let's see what the B test comes back.
Exactly.
I don't know I don't know if it's going to be positive or negative, obviously, because it hasn't come out yet. But, you know,
what's taking the test so long.
What was that?
I wonder what's taking the test so long.
I can't hear you.
I said, I wonder what's taking the test so long.
I don't know.
Because I can't. I can go get a job and get drug tested, and it's red within
2 days.
Yeah, within a day or two.
Yeah. You know, I hate to say it, but USADA, they freaking suck, man.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, that company, they fucked up so many fighters in the past, and it's just... The company itself is just not reliable.
No. And I'll tell you what else, what's going to irritate me is, again, guarantee Cormier will not be the same fighter.
Yeah.
That's what irritates me.
You know, and kudos to Cormier for his quote, you know, saying, you know what, let's just see what the tests come out. Yep. You know, he wasn't bashing on him. He wasn't doing anything, you know. Nothing on social media. He wasn't doing anything or saying anything bad about Jones. He just said, let's just wait and see what the tests come back.
Yeah,
see what the results say.
He was very professional.
Now, what they're talking about, folks, for who is listening in, he was coming back from a July 18th, 2016, Nevada State Athletic Commission revealed John Jones had tested positive for clomiphene, which is an anti-estrogen substance, and letrozole, an aromatase, I don't know how to say that word, inhibitor. This was back last year, and then this was a return fight where he was came back, and then within 24 hours was tested positive for turinabol, which is an anabolic steroid. Go ahead, Berto.
Yeah, no, that's what he that's the reason why he's coming back so late to fight for the title, because of that.
And you know, as big of a freak athlete that he is, he don't need that.
He doesn't need any of that crap.
What's the purpose of those steroids? Does it say what the main purpose of them? Like, some of them will say for mass, some of them will say for cutting. Because if they're cutting steroids,
right,
then that means he's having trouble making 205.
Hold on, guys. Hold on, I'm getting battery sets right now. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Okay. While he's working that out, to answer your question, Arlo, the clomiphene is an anti-estrogenic substance. So basically, it's an estrogen blocker. Okay. Because many of you know, as humans, we have both testosterone and estrogen. Now, your genitalia, your ovaries or your testicles, your testes, as the health people will say, they produce whichever... chemical is appropriate for your gender. So for us men, we use testosterone. So for doping, you will see testosterone boosters or anti-estrogen. So that'll block the female stuff. Okay. And then letrozole, I don't know what that is. An aromatase inhibitor. So I'm not sure. But it wasn't an anabolic steroid like this time, which is just basically ups your muscular production and your testosterone and all of these things that help you build muscle.
Okay.
So.
You still there, Berto?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, in either way, it doesn't matter what it's for, I guess, at the end of the day, because either way, it's just going to completely... ruin any kind of legacy he had.
Career, legacy, anything. His memory will forever be tarnished.
Because now every time he's beat Cormier, oh, he's been on coke or he's been on steroids.
Well, I mean, look at Wade Boggs. I mean, he was a legendary baseball player, and then they found him doping, and now all of his records, everybody's like, well, he was juicing. And
that's a shame, because Jones could fight. Jones was entertaining as a fighter, but I think he peaked too fast as a young man, came up too fast as a young man, and some people can't handle all that fame.
Then they got to sustain it. Berto, do you think it's realistic for them ever to get like a zero tolerance and just start banning these people from MMA? Not no suspensions, just anabolic steroid? Sorry, you know.
You know what, man? I don't know. I wish they would, but I don't think they can afford to, especially with the UFC, their main superstars, they can't afford to not have them on their roster after one bust. You know, that's why they have the strike three.
How many strikes is this for Jones?
At least two.
Yeah, right after. Yeah, because like now with this one with Jones, if test B comes back positive, then he will be suspended for either 2 to 4 years. Now being suspended,
that's why it's taking so long to come back.
Yeah, because being suspended for 2 to 4 years, that's a lifetime ban.
Yeah, you're done.
Especially for a fighter, especially at the age that he is right now.
What is he, 30?
Yeah, he's like 30 or 31 or something like that.
Yeah, that's.
So the best thing that he can do to keep earning money is going to grappling or go fight for Ryzen or for ONE FC. Go fight overseas.
You know, I think they can find, I mean, just like in the real world where we have schedules for drugs, I mean, they're messed up. But, like, obviously, like, marijuana wouldn't be as harsh as, like, cocaine. Or even they could just do illicit drugs versus, supplement-type banned supplements that work. And then there's the anabolic steroids, which would just be the harsh no-no. So, I mean, there's different substances. I think they could rate them as different levels of severities. So, I mean, you do one and you're just working out and they change the list of banned substances versus something like an anabolic steroid, which is just complete wrong. I think this, I think once you start juicing and you start taking those legit hardcore steroids, that should be an immediate ban, and you should be stripped of any titles, just bar none.
Now, Berto, you talk about the three strike rule, right? Does that three strike rule only is it like messing up while in the UFC, or is it just strictly for drug testing? Because he had the cocaine one and the DUI one, didn't he? And now this one?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you're busted for. As soon as you said that you're busted for something, then you're already automatically fined and suspended for whatever year it is, whatever the UFC and USADA had agreed on for the suspension.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you were busted for steroids, for marijuana, cocaine. It doesn't matter. Once you're busted, you're busted, and then once you're like the third strike, you're gone. You can no longer fight for the UFC, and you probably can never fight in the States ever again.
Yeah,
I think that.
Because that's fair. That's fair.
I totally agree.
100% fair. I may not agree as much as the marijuana part, but
right
for everything else. And I mean, I'm not a smoker, but I don't see people do have arthritis.
Right.
Yeah. Them guys are hurting.
Well, I mean, in some states it's legalized, so I mean, there's that. So in Nevada it's legal, but like cocaine, that can be argued as performance enhancing.
Oh, absolutely, dude. So I busted a crackhead in the face once, dude. Them dudes can walk through almost anything. I'm telling you, man, that makes him Superman. And that dude was only like 130 pounds, and he took that punch like a champ. And I was like, this is gonna be interesting. I was like, man, this little dude, he got some fire in him. That or I'm hitting like a girl, and now I'm getting older. I don't know.
You know, they're just getting more and more people busted for it. I think at this point, I think we're borderline epidemic in the UFC. I mean, look what, I mean, I know it's completely not related, but look what WWE did, because we had Chris Benoit, we had Lex Luger, we had all of these wrestlers who were using steroids to get big, and then they ended up like killing people and a lot of domestic assault. And then so they got adopted a zero tolerance, and they start tested regularly, and if you get busted, you're gone. Because it was affecting the brand. The brand was losing sponsors, the brand was losing respect, the brand was not being taken seriously, and they were becoming a reputation for accepting that kind of stuff.
You know, UFC and Bellator tend to really irritate me because they cut a lot of like WWE-ish promos.
Yeah.
Like they look scripted. Like the fight's real.
Yeah.
But the lead up to some of the fight looks really scripted. So in my opinion, Berto, we need to start our own fighting organization.
You want to start a fighting organization?
I'm telling you, Berto, we need to. We need to make real fighting for real fighters, for real fans.
Hey, we've already got our first match, don't we? That backyard brawl.
Hey, we do. Skyler and Tony, they said last week they were ready to throw down. That'd be the main event for the first pay-per-view. Skyler versus Tony. Who's going to win?
Dude, if we can get our license and get some sponsors, I'm in.
Dude, we'd have to figure out. I don't even know how to do all that. I mean, I'll bullshit. Okay. I'll bullshit with the best of them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
and I have the perfect guys that can be commentators too.
And we wouldn't be we wouldn't cut no WWE promos. Don't get me wrong. I used to fight, but I wouldn't be like Vince McMahon and go strutting down there and try to fight them. No,
liar.
I'm old and retired.
He says that, but if I got on the music and played Stone Cold's Glass Breaking and shit, he would start walking down there. Cussing the
you are so stupid. You are so
don't
stupid.
Act like you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. My body don't feel right anymore.
Start wobbling his head and then it cocks and gets stuck on one side.
I try to hit people now with my left hand. It feels like it's shattered right when I make a fist. Oh, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. But that'd be cool, man. I don't know what Hey, we still need to make that show too. Me and Berto still trying to make that
yes, man.
Ghost Hunters
to do it.
Well, it's not gonna be a Ghost Hunter. It's gonna be like a
paranormal,
like conspiracy theory. Oh, okay. Basically anything. Yeah. Anything investigating. We're gonna do some paranormal. We'll do some conspiracy theory. We'll do some like Illuminati stuff. I mean, the thing is, we're gonna drive across the United States. We're not gonna fly.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna pack heat everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna catch us slipping, Berto. We're not gonna end up double suicide in a hotel room. Nah, they're gonna be like, man, Arlo capped off 16 rounds and 3 dudes. when he found out who killed JFK. They ain't catching us slipping, Berto. They give the wrong people. They'll be giving the wrong people a show. We'll be finding truths out and taking out fools. Oh, they don't even know. Awesome. That's why I can't have Adam on the show. He, you know, he's married with kids.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
And he's scared.
I'll be. Why you gotta call me out, man? Just because it's true doesn't mean you have to call me out on
it. Hey, Berto, we're about to go check out for Halloween. We're going to see if we can do a live show from this supposed to be haunted hospital over here in Claremore. For the Halloween episode, we're going to go live inside that creepy-ass hospital. I was like, dude, this is going to suck so bad. I don't even know what I'm going to do, dude. I'm going to be
sitting over here trying to keep the conversation going. You're going to be strapped with your gun, like constantly checking it and looking around. What was that?
I'm going to be like zoned in. I won't even be talking much. I'll be like, yep. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just picking it up, aiming random shadows in the whatever.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I don't even know what's gonna happen. I mean, it's gonna be. I hope we get it.
We need to start making phone calls.
We do. It's already September.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's gonna be October.
Mm-hmm.
When is Halloween? Check on your phone.
October 31st.
I know, but I mean, when is Halloween? Oh, like what
how many
day?
Weeks?
Yeah. Okay. No, like what day is it on?
Oh, I got you. I'm smiling.
I say what day it's on. He's like the 31st. Yeah. No shit, Sherlock. Same as last year, but I'm talking about the day, the week of the day.
It is on a Tuesday night.
So back to back, Wes.
We could do it on a Sunday night still. I mean, it's a couple of days.
Oh, dude, we could take off on a Monday. Yeah. We could take off that Monday.
Yeah.
From work, so we can stay out super late and go live creepy late at night.
Dude, that'd be dope.
Yeah, I'm going to go live on Facebook so everybody can see me scream.
And he laughs at me for my voice going up.
But I'm not
going
to run. And yours goes up like in the middle of a conversation. We could be talking about football. And he's like, football? What? Why did you just say it like that? It won't be just because it's the middle. You know, something scared me. Yeah, okay. You got the right to raise your voice like a little girl, but not when you're just having conversations. What? Where in the world did that come from? That just comes like from the heart or something. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, dude, I wish you lived closer, Berto. You'd come do this hunt with us. That'd be so awesome to get Berto in. I mean, we're gonna have to go live. We can do it from like 10 to 1, mm-hmm. like a 3-hour segment.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like a 3-hour
And what'll be funny is like when we're getting into like some really deep conversation.
But
the witching hour is at 3 o'clock in the morning, dude. That's when the real action comes.
Well, I mean, if that's the fact, I don't know how many people's gonna be watching me live at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I mean, I may stay out. We can stay out there till 3.
We can just record and then just, you know.
But you know me, Bert. I'm the king of live. I'm the king of live TV.
Well, we could just go live at that time, and then
we could start at 11.
Yeah,
11 to 3.
Yeah,
go like to 3:30.
Yeah, man.
That's a long ass show.
Dude, I ain't scared. Are you scared? No, I'm not scared.
Hey, Big Zeke, yeah, man, if you want to come with it, brother.
All right, well, what we're going to try to do, too, when we do this, we'll try to take, like, a fan with us from the show, like, anybody that's close, that can, like, drive to us, and we'll do, like, maybe a drawing for it.
That would be cool.
You know, we'll give them, like, an AA meeting t-shirt.
Or do a raffle.
We could do a raffle.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're winding down on time. So, Berto, we really do appreciate you calling in. And our heart and prayers are with you and your family down there in Texas. I hope everything's works out for the best and insurance takes care of them and all that good stuff. And it's good to hear that they're safe at this time. So, yeah, we really do. We are sending everything, all our prayers and all our well wishes to your family. We also want to congratulate you with the success of Fight Book MMA and all your projects you've got going on.
Thank you, man. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again.
Hi, brother.
Anytime. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling, man.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. But, yeah, as we were saying, we are winding down. And for me, as always, here at the AA meeting, we are looking for sponsors, especially if we pull this off and we get the special Halloween special here that we're wanting to get together so we can have a live inside of a supposedly haunted house or haunted hospital. We're looking for sponsors to get us going. So
it'd be dope.
If you have a business, special event, or just something that you need some advertising, give us a holler here at the AA meeting. We'll get you some promotion stuff, maybe get you some fancy graphics or a commercial here. This would be a great spot for your commercial. So give us a holler. You can reach us at aameetingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can text us anytime throughout the week, 918-973-0377. But for me, that's... I'm doing good too, you asshole. All right. He's getting bored over there, so I'm going to turn this. All right. Anyway, I'm all thrown off. I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Arlo, for some words to live by.
All right. I need to pull my shit together. I got tired of just seeing it be so serious. We're never that serious. Whew, okay. Well, today we tried to do a live episode. Not many people responded, but hey, you know, that happens. You know, think about life, though. Think about life and love. I tell people, always give love. Always give love. Always be kind. Always give your best. Whatever you're doing, always give love. Always be kind. Always give your best. And if the world hurts you for that, always remember this. It's because you're making the world a better place. Remember that. All right. Remember, life is short. Live passionately. Like we always do about this time, baby. Keep living strong. Keep training strong. Most importantly, keep loving strong. AA meeting. Till next week. We are out.